So for those of you who are subscribed to my Educated and Empowered podcast, I would like to give you another couple bonuses for what you can do to overcome the fear of self-promotion. So if you listened to the podcast, you heard that I discussed three different common reasons why people are afraid to promote themselves, right? Like either one, they feel that it is arrogant, so they don't want to talk about it. Two, they're too shy to talk about it. Or three, they feel like learning what to do is overwhelming. So here are some tips that I want to give you to help you to be able to better promote yourself, okay? So one of the things that you can do, if you are that person who feels that talking about yourself is just going to make you arrogant, number one, get around people who have no problem applauding you, right? We call those support systems. So have people who know what you do, who are proud of what you do. Be sure to talk around them a lot, right? Because understand that for a business owner, the way that our day look is going to be different than the way that someone who works traditionally's day will look, right? So this is what I mean. When somebody that you know goes to work, they're punching in and out of a time clock, you ask them, how was their day? And they're going to tell you, whether you actually care or not, because they're your friend, you're going to be engaged with it. Guess what? When they ask you, because they're going to ask you, how was your day? Take advantage of that time to tell them how your day was. Don't feel that it's arrogant, because guess what? The question has been asked. So tip number one is, take full advantage of the conversation. Stop feeling like you just have to do that autopiloted response. How was your day? Oh, it was okay. No, take the time to actually tell them how your day was. So you know what? Well, today, it was kind of hard trying to get this client. What client? Because a lot of times, again, depending on how you tell a story and depending on who it is that you're talking to, most people are engaged with what it is that you say. So stop feeling that, you know, nobody cares about what it is that you have to say. Because at the end of the day, what did I say before? People treat you the way that you allow them to treat you. So if they see that you're never promoting yourself or you're never talking about your business, then they're never gonna feel that there's a business for them to ask questions about. So you have to set the tone. So that's number one. You set the tone. You let it be known that this is what I do. So the same way when I ask you, how is your day? And you tell me about your spouse or your children or your job. When you ask me about my day, then I'm going to be talking about my business, right? And I already told you guys what to do for the introverts. For the introverts, get an extroverted person. That's number two. Get an extroverted person who doesn't mind being your mouthpiece, who doesn't mind going out, taking your product, taking your service. So whether it's a brochure that you have that shows what it is that you do, or a product that you have that they can physically take or wear with them, use that extroverted person to work on your behalf. And then number three, for the person who doesn't know and you're overwhelmed, do know this, for everything that you may not know, do know that if you are in business, I don't care what business, social media is your friend. So I don't care what form of social media you use, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. I'm going to just use those four. Matter of fact, let me throw in Twitter. I'll use those five, and I'm going to kind of go down really quickly why I chose those different five. Number one, when you look at social media popularity, those five are probably going to pop up because they all have different reasons for being used. So it depends on what you're trying to do with your business, but understand no man is an island to himself. So that means that you are not going to succeed if nobody knows you. And so if you don't really like self-promotion, when you use it on social media, then it kind of makes it a little impersonal because you have that virtual wall that's built, right? Because it's not like you're dealing with a person right in front of their face, but you're actually able to use the keyboard. So if you are on Facebook, if that is your preferred platform, then make sure that you create you a fan page, right? So now it's not necessarily that you have to have a personal page, but you're positioning yourself as being whatever that public figure is. So whether it be an author, a coach, a speaker, a politician, whatever your business is as an entrepreneur, 9 times out of 10, Facebook has a category that you fit in, that your business fits in. So you don't have to go through having a personal page. You build yourself a public figure page. So then that way, the types of interactions that you have, people know that this is just for professional use only. You're only going to be putting out information about your business, and you set the tone. Again, people treat you the way that you let them. The tone that you set, that's the tone that they're going to follow. So if you create that platform for that, then that's how they're going to do it. And so again, regardless of which social media platform you use, the concept will be the same. You set it up as your business. So whatever your title is, that's what you're going to do. Now, depending on type of business you have. So again, if you are like a cook or something like that, something that's more visual, then you may want to use Instagram, something that is just about pictures. And then you can add your information, your contact info, do some hashtags of whatever the meal is, you know, do some hashtags using the right types of hashtags. So cooks or chefs or whatever it is, you want to do that research to know what type of hashtags you want for people that's popular for what you're trying to promote. If what you do is more instructional, so like a speaker or a coach, then you may want to use TikTok because that's something that's for videos. Even though, yes, you can do your videos on Instagram or Facebook as well, but for TikTok, that's really kind of the main platform that people are going with. And especially if you're an introvert, your videos don't have to be long, right? You can do like a 30 second to a minute video. I think they go up to 3 minutes. So you want to know that for Twitter, if you are in politics or, you know, a coach or something that's a little bit more serious, you may want, and even though Twitter has every atmosphere, right? But I'm just saying in general, you may want to hit up a Twitter if you don't really want to talk a lot, right? Because now you have, I think they doubled it. So you have 280 characters that you can use. And then finally with LinkedIn, if what you do is more business oriented, then LinkedIn is going to be possibly your preferred platform. So in either case, I just gave y'all, and that was a bonus, because without taking up a lot of time, I kind of gave you the top five social media platforms that you can use. Again, that is not an end all be all guide, but that is a guide that many people use because of those five. Because again, yeah, there are tons of other social media platforms that you can use, but just really quickly narrowing it down, telling you the way that you can get a social media presence. So you don't necessarily have to know a lot about social media to engage in one of those. And notice, I didn't say that you have to do all of those, but you want to have at least one form of social media that people can contact you on. Because even if you are an introvert or you don't really like, being computer savvy, you have to understand that once you are in business, it's not about you, it's about your customer. And the name of the game is being able to be accessible to your customer. So no, your customer does not have to be your friend per se, regardless of if it's called a friend or not. But if you set it up where the page that you have is a business page, then again, from the beginning, you are setting the tone so that they know that, you know what, this is this person's business. So we're respecting them as such. So their expectation is going to be that whatever they see from you is going to be business oriented. So if you are a coach, they are going to expect to see you coaching. If you are a speaker, they're going to expect to see you speaking. If you are a chef, they're going to expect to see pictures of your food. If you're an author, they're going to expect to see not just your book, but excerpts from chapters or discussions about your book. That's how you get your audience engaged. And then this is probably one of the most important things that I can leave with you. Understand that when you are promoting, you're promoting with a purpose. So it's not just always buy my whatever, you know, buy my program, buy my product, buy my service. It's not always that. Typically, what you want to do is position yourself as being a problem solver. So again, I may end up doing an entirely different podcast on proper promotion or proper marketing, but understand that the best way to sell your product or service is not to just say, hey, buy my book, it's only $10 or it's only $20, or, you know, buy my coaching program, it's only $500. You never sell your price. You sell your solution. So this is why you want to talk to people. You want to, when you're talking to them, you're really allowing them to talk and you're listening to see what solution that you have, because typically people like to talk about themselves. So if you just listen, they're going to tell you, oh my God, because I can't believe, because I went through this and this happened and this happened. And if only I had this, or I really need this. So if you are an active listener, then you're going to be able to identify things that they need, solutions that would be helpful, right? And so if it just so happens that what you offer is a solution, then that's what you lead with. You never lead with the cost, but you lead with the solution, because when people know that you have what it is that they need, what it is that's going to help them, then many times people will find the money. They'll find out. They'll borrow the money. They'll ask you if you got a payment plan. They'll figure out how to pay you if you show them that what it is you're offering will help to solve their problem. And so I just definitely want to give that, because a lot of times the reasons why we're not successful in selling our product or service is because we're looking for the customer to help us, when you got to understand nobody is looking to just give you their $20, $100, $1,000. They're not looking to give away that money. It's your job to show them why your value is worth that, right? And then here's the final bonus. Even if you don't offer something that can help whoever it is that you're talking to, don't be afraid to give a referral, right? So like, let's say that even if it's in your same industry, let's say that you're an author and you have a book, but the book you have is not something that's going to help that reader. And if you know of a book that will solve that problem, give that referral, because what then happens is that people realize that you are legitimately and genuinely concerned about helping them. So now they will value your referrals in the future. So don't ever feel like, you know, well, this person, I'm gonna find a way to make my product work. Because here's the other thing. The same way that a good referral means good business for you, a bad referral can mean bad business for you, right? Because if you refer something, especially if they
trusted you. They bought the product that you referred only to find out that it actually wasn't what was promised. It didn't do what you said it would do. And you were just trying to come up on $20. Trust me, that is not a $20 that you want, because the strongest form of advertisement has always been and may always be the word of mouth. So when you do somebody wrong, they gonna tell their friend, their friend's friend, their friend's friend, friend. And whereas you may not like social media, they gonna get on social media. They gonna hashtag it. They gonna do a video about it. And that is not what you want. So just try to maintain integrity. And again, that wasn't necessarily about self-promotion, but just a good tool of promotion in general to implement is always use integrity. Don't be so thirsty to get somebody's money that you don't care how your referral, you know, the position that it leads them in, because people remember. They remember good referrals and they remember bad referrals. So do not sell your price tag. Do not try to guilt trip people into buying it because it's only $50. But show them the benefit. You lead with the benefit. Show them how what it is that you offer is a solution to their problem. All right, guys. So hopefully you've enjoyed that bonus. And again, that is just my special way of thanking you for subscribing to my Educated and Empowered podcast. So if you're not already, I hope that you will go ahead and connect with me, whether on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me at My name is Tenille, that's T-O-N-E-A-L. If you would like to work with me personally, you would like for me to be your coach. So whether you're looking for a consultation or a coaching program, then go to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That's my name is T-O-N-E-A-L.com. Thank you all so much, and continue to be on the lookout for more episodes on my Educated and Empowered podcast. You guys have a great one.